If you get a call about identity theft from someone claiming to be a local cop, careful, it could well be a scam. SAPOL has issued an alert about people getting duped by this one lately. Joining me to tell us more is Commissioner for Consumer Affairs, Dini Sulio. Hi, Dini.
Good morning, Jenny.
Now, this is pretty crafty because it's preying on people's fears about being scammed, ironically.
It is, and it's quite clever, and that's the problem that we're dealing with, is these guys get more clever each time we try and deal with them. But, yeah, this one is someone pretending to be from SAPOL, so they ring up and say, I'm Constable Plod, and we've got some concerns that your identity has been used, and you'll be getting a call from the Australian Taxation Office. So it gives you some comfort that there's a double check in place where the police are ringing you to say that you're going to get a legitimate call. And then someone rings to be pretending to be from the tax office and asks for your personal details. The more complicated part of this is that the number they're using looks like a local police station number, and if you ever wanted to check that number, it would come up with a police station number. So it is very sophisticated and quite concerning, because it's making people think the police are ringing them, then the taxation office is ringing them to get their personal information.
Oh dear. But the interesting thing about this with the phone number thing is it's actually not coming from the police. It's like a caller identification manipulation. So if you were to call that number back, you would actually get the police?
Yeah, that's right. So it's basically making their number look like a legitimate number when it comes up on your screen. No idea how they do these sort of things, but they've obviously found a way to do it. So that you get a number that comes up on your screen, and it's a legitimate number. You ring it back, and it is a police station. Mm. So it actually gives you that confidence. So when the taxation office rings, you think, well, this must be real, and I'll give them my details.
Right. So never give your personal credit card or online account details over the phone, unless you personally made the call, maybe. If in doubt, yeah, Hang up and call the person back on a known reputable number.
Exactly right. So you can ring the police if you're unsure on 131444. And again, police and taxation office don't ring you and ask for your personal details out of the blue. And certainly police won't just ring you up and say you're going to get a call from the tax office.
Mm. And this is what we quite often see, is this sort of feeling that someone in a position of authority is intimidating you. And you can do pretty wild things when that happens.
Oh, and I think you just accept, you know, we are a law-abiding community, and we accept that someone from the police is ringing us and telling us something, or someone from the taxation office is doing something legitimate. So we comply, and unfortunately, the people prey on that.
Mm. Commissioner for Consumer Affairs is with me, Dini Sulio. Now, people are getting pretty alarming text messages with final notices and warnings about payment owed.
Yeah, we've got a situation where people are getting, and the one that I'm dealing with at the moment is getting them on a daily basis or a couple of times a day, and it's to her first full name, and it says, you know, this is our third attempt to reach you. You need to activate and log on before 5 p.m. Then another one after that saying, this is the third attempt we've made to contact you. If you don't log on by 5 a.m., you'll lose your transfer. And then another one, this is final notice. You need to log on to this detail. And it's quite, it's intimidating, and people are worried that there's something that they haven't done, or it's confronting, and they're getting a text message saying there's a final notice, you have to do something, and then click on the link, and then they'll get your personal details off you as well.
Yeah, right. So what do you recommend when you get something like that?
Unfortunately, with these ones, there is a mobile number on there, and it's a different number each time that the message comes from. So, I'm happy for people to ignore it. If you are being pursued for a final notice, they'll provide a contact number or other information that you can contact through legitimate channels. So this is one to ignore and delete. Don't click on the link.
Mm. It's difficult, isn't it, to catch people who are scammers? They're often in other countries. Often they're really hard to find, right? Is there ever any recourse or justice in this area?
No, unfortunately, very, very rarely. So by far, I've dealt with, I think, one in my time that was a local scammer in Victoria that was dealt with, but by far the majority are overseas, and they're able to manipulate systems to make these mobile numbers look like they're local numbers. Intelligence agencies share this information. ASIC shares it, and ACCC shares it with their international counterparts, but they're very hard to track down. They're people who are just hiding in rooms behind computers and then move on to the next place and do it all again. So it is really challenging. So it's really about you know, me spending time with you trying to educate the public around how to deal with it. But it is a matter of just being constantly sceptical. I keep saying people just need to be sceptical about everything they receive and question it and double check it, because any time someone's asking you for your personal information, there's a good chance they're going to use it against you.
And at least many major banks do offer support and can refund money when it's seen to be a scam. So, you know, certainly get in touch with your financial institutions if that's the case. There's also a fake Commonwealth Bank email going around, Dinny.
Yeah, again, this is just preying on people's... these are all linked, I suppose, but there's a Commonwealth Bank email going around saying we're concerned that there's been recent activity on your account and therefore we've temporarily suspended it. And with a link to unsuspend it. So, you know, what we're talking about this morning around people being scammed and ripped off, so you get something from your bank saying, looks like there's been some suspicious activity, click on this link. And again, it's just another way of trying to get your information. I've received similar things before, and I don't come from a bank that I don't bank with. So, you know, obviously that should be an indicator to you. There's a starting point, but it is really, again, if you're not sure, contact your bank. But there's not going to be a link from the bank in these circumstances. Generally, they'll contact you by telephone and talk you through it.
And you can always give...
If you're not sure, ring them.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Or just go to your actual banking portal. Don't click on those links.
Yeah, that's right. Log in through your normal channels and you can check your bank account to see if there has been any suspicious activity as a double check. So I am trying to create a society where people are very sceptical and double checking everything they get that they're not sure about. But anything unsolicited from tax office, bank, telcos, whether it's text or phone calls or emails, people just need to be really suspicious of.
Absolutely. We could probably apply that to most things in life, shouldn't we?
Well, I think we should have a healthy level of scepticism about everything in life, Jenny.
Considering all the fake news that's going around.
Exactly right.
Hey, have a lovely weekend and thanks so much for joining me today.
Not a problem. Thanks, you too.